Some people never go crazy. Me, sometimes I'll lie down behind the couch for 3 or 4 days. They'll find me there. It's cherub, they'll say. And they pour wine down my throat, rub my chest, sprinkle me with oils. Then I'll rise with a roar, rant, rage, curse them and the universe as I send them scattering over the lawn. I'll feel much better, sit down to toast and eggs, hum a little tune, suddenly become as lovable as a pink overfed whale. Some people never go crazy. What truly horrible lives they must lead.
Here we go. Yes, welcome to episode 30 of Smile with Shay. I know it's been 975,455 years, and I said I was going to be back next week, but to me, next week could mean next year, it could mean next summer, so just stick with me. Whenever you see an episode pop up, just know that we're here. But Shay, I can't trust you. Okay, I get it. But I don't know if you noticed, this is a video episode. Yay!
Hi, how are you?
I don't even know what sounds I have, but yeah, we're doing this on video now. I've been wanting to do this forever. I said I was going to do it, but guess what? It's a new year, okay? It's 2024, all right? We're in the future now. ChatGPT is running rampant, okay? You can't even get a job because these resumes are running on AI, okay? They're running on AI, okay? So we got to step it up. We got to go on the internet now. We got to use the internets, the www dots and whatnot, okay? But yeah, so we're going to be on video, and I don't know where to look. Do I look over here? Do I look over here? Just know that I'm here with you, and if you're listening, if you don't have a phone, if you don't have an iPhone, if you don't have an Android, just listen to me on Spotify. Listen to me verbally, because sometimes you don't need to see my face, but if you want to, I will be here. So this is the first episode that has a video attached to it. And let's see how it goes. I might get lazy. Maybe I'll say next week I don't want to do it. Or maybe I'll say I'll catch you in January, okay? Next January. But anyways, you're bombing, Shay! Yeah, there's a lot happening in the world. It's a leap year right now. Happy birthday to those who turned 5 this year. I mean, really.
I mean, really. I'm ready.
I don't remember the sounds, but yeah. But yeah, the leap year kind of messed up everything because everything seems to be on a different timeline. Like even the daylight savings time, I think it seems like it changes every year. And then Easter's like in March and Thanksgiving's like the last Thursday of November. And it's like, who is the person who chooses that? Like, who says, you know what? Christmas. I'm so tired of Christmas being in December. You know, I knew a guy named Chris, and I didn't like him, okay? I didn't like this guy named Chris, all right? And he had, you know what? He had a December birthday, okay? I think it was a Capricorn, all right? So this year, we're going to do Christmas in July, okay? Let's do Christmas in July, okay? And then we're going to do maybe Valentine's Day in September, right? I want to change it up. I want to just mess up everything, okay? I want to mess up people's brains, all right? Let's do 2 daylight savings times plus another one, all right? Okay? Let's just be like Alaska, okay? Half of the year, let's just have the sun up, and then the rest of the half, just don't have anything, okay? No sounds, no birds. I don't know. I'm on coffee, as you could tell. I don't know if you can see it on video. But yeah, I'm on some schmoffy. And then people are boycotting Starbucks, right? I've been trying, and this is okay, I didn't officially boycott Starbucks, as I should, though, right? But I've been trying to make my own, like, froths and whatnot, and it turns out good. But then it's like, I'm not a coffee maker. I don't work at Starbucks. I don't work at Coffee Bean. So I never know. I never know the right proportion. So if somebody could message me and tell me how to make a good coffee, because this is way too strong. All right. Hello. I got to take a sip. And this is my Stanley Cup. What is the deal with the Stanley Cup thing? I'm a little late to it. I heard about it like during the holidays, and I saw this little girl, and I'm not making for the little girl, but it's like she, her siblings around her had like a PS5, and they had like, you know, toys and all these things. And then she opens up her gift, and she goes, "Oh my God, Dad. Oh my God, Dad." She looked like she was like 10 years old. She's like, "Oh my God." She opens up the wrapper. She goes, "Dad, oh my God, I got a Stanley Cup." And it's like, when did kids start liking water so much? I don't remember liking water like that. Do you people drink the water? Or do you, like, if you're an adult, do you put, like, alcohol in there or something? Because there's no way that this one cup is better than the other one. What happened to the Hydro Flask? The Hydro Flask aren't anything anymore? What happened to them? Nobody cares about the Hydro Flask. What happened to the tumbler? What is the other one called? I forgot what it's called, but what happened to those? What's so special about the Stanley Cup? Can somebody send me a Stanley Cup? www.stanleycup.com. Sponsor me. Yeah, there's a lot going on, though. There was some issue with Kate Middleton. Kate Middleton, everybody's talking about her photo was photoshopped. But it's like, I photoshop myself all the time. I take my beard off. I take my mustache off. Like, why can't she do it? I don't know what happened, but I got a story about it. Oh, my God. There's an ad about Trump. No! Okay, let's hear this story. Okay. I don't know how to be on video. First of all, I just want you guys to know, I'm not used to being on video, so if I have a booger, you better tell me that I have a freaking booger, because you guys are supposed to be my friends, all right? You're supposed to be my family, okay? You're supposed to say, "Shay, you know, you looked good, but you had a hair on your nose just hanging, and I couldn't even watch the pod. You know, it just distracted me. One of your teeth are yellow. I just can't do it, all right?" But anyways, Kate Middleton. Wow. I messed up. I messed up. Let me go back.
A kill order.
Wow, let me start it over.
Global press agencies have issued a kill order for the Princess of Wales' latest family photo, saying it has been manipulated. The photo, which features the Princess of Wales and her three children, was published on the couple's official social media late last night.
Okay, so she posted this video, or a picture, I'm sorry, of her kids. And first of all, really cute kids. When did they have a third kid? I don't remember. But it shows one of the kids' hands is like, just, there's like no hand there. Maybe it was her husband's. I don't know, Prince William's. But who's sitting there and going, you know, "Oh my God, look at this photo. Look at this photo of the wannabe Queen of England, or the not soon to be, but hopefully one day Queen of England. Look at the," and then they go, what? Is that an extra hand? Whose hand is it? Is she alive? Did they put her in here by accident? What's going on here? Is that not her hand? Like, who's this coffee got me going. But who has the time to notice that?
In time, it was for Mother's Day in the UK. It's the first photo of the princess.
First of all, okay, so they have a Mother's Day in the UK. Who cares? This is what I'm saying. This is what I was talking about earlier with the leap year thing. Okay, who came up with 99 Mother's Days? They have an American Mother's Day. They have a Mexican Mother's Day. Mother's Day in the UK. Mother's Day in Australia. Like, how come they can't just have one Mother's Day? Like, why are we so divided as a people? Oh, what if my mom was half from the UK and half from America? Does she get two Mother's Days? Mothers are important, but does she get 17 Mother's Days? Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Like, it's kind of a mess.
Kid, since her abdominal surgery in January, concerns have been raised about possible editing or Photoshop. Joining me is Dr. TJ Thompson, who's a...
Oh, Photoshop. Now, this guy's a doctor. Whatever doctor he is, doctor of images. Either way, you shouldn't spend your time on this issue. This is what you're spending your time on. I graduated from Cambridge, and yes, I want to analyze this photo.
Senior lecturer in digital media and visual communication at RMIT. All right, thank you for your time. An expert on this, because we've been discussing this in the office. When you look at this picture, there's a few elements I'm sort of a bit, you know, I don't know, unconvinced by, but there's one where you can see the sleeve, and I think we can get this picture up, of one of Kate's children, where clearly the material is sort of there and it's not. The borders are not there.
The British news is so boring, by the way.
So something's happened. So it's the bottom right of this main photo, wow. The red part there. There you can see it. So if you look closely, the sort of borders on that are not right. What are the explanations for this? What do you think's happened?
Yeah, I definitely think that Photoshop or equivalent has been done here to the image, especially the sleeve that's the most kind of flagrant and obvious, but you can see the tiles there on the ground.
Okay.
The pattern.
So do we need an expert to say that it was Photoshop? Because I think a regular lady down the street said it was Photoshop, right? I mean, we didn't need an expert to come up with this theory. Anyways, I started going to the gym again. And you know what? The gym is just, it's a place where, like, I get it. We're all going to work out. But why do the old men just stare at you in the eye? There was a guy, I had just started working out. I've been going to physical therapy, and I got cleared to go work out, okay? And so I'm just doing a small little workout, just a light workout, light workout. And this guy's just staring at me in the face, eye to eye, looking eye to eye. And I almost want to say, like, is he wondering, like, did I lose weight? Am I on Ozempic? Is he wondering, like, wow, what a great physique? Or is he wondering, wow, she's just her first day. Maybe I should give her my expertise. Either way, don't stare at people in the eye, okay? Messed up that. I'm used to having everything in front of me. And if you're listening, you're not even going to notice. But if you're watching, you're going to say, wow, she's struggling, okay? Because I got to figure out my setup, all right? This is the first video. I don't even know if I'm still recording. Maybe I didn't hit record. That would be embarrassing. But I'm trying here, okay? I'm trying.
I'm ready!
I already hit that one. I'm trying, okay? Let me take a break so I can recalibrate, all right? It's been a while. Okay, that's all I had to do. Take a breather. I had to take a mental breather. But yeah, I started going to physical therapy, and there's a lady there. She talks a lot. And you know what? It's like, I'm a friendly person. I'm very friendly. I'll talk to you, especially if you're an older person. I think she's about 50, and I think she's 50 because she told everybody she's 50. It's a small enclosed space where just everything is a 10-minute increment for every exercise, and you're only there for an hour. So you're just there to get in and get out, okay? This lady tells everybody about her life. Every session, it doesn't matter who you're talking to. I mean, who she's sitting next to, she's going to tell you her life. So last week, first of all, we do this exercise. We do the Thigh Master. I don't know if you remember Suzanne Summers, rest in peace. She made it the Thigh Master. She invented it. And it's this rubber thing that you put, rubber contraption that you put in the middle of your thighs. Look it up. And you just thrust back and forth. That's all you do. It's simple. So she's doing it and she goes, She goes, "Oh, when did Suzanne Summers die?" And like, there's like two physical therapists there, and like maybe six patients or whatever. We're just working out, and I'm like far away from her. I know now not to sit next to her. Like, if I see her, I say, "Put me over there, please. Put me over there," because she's problematic. I lose count. You're supposed to do like 10 seconds of the things on and 10 seconds of the things off, and I just can't concentrate with her. So, nice lady though. If you're listening, she's not listening, but if you're listening, you're a nice lady. You just talk a lot. But anyway, so she says it very loud again. "When did Suzanne Summers die?" And then everybody goes, "I don't know." And the lady next to her goes, "Who's Suzanne Summers?" She goes, "You're using the Thighmaster thing. It's a thing down that you're using." And she goes, Oh, she died. She died. I didn't know." She goes, she asked the physical therapist now, "When did Suzanne Summers die?" He goes, I don't know who that is." She goes, the lady who invented this thing right here, that was her." Oh, awesome. That's cool." She goes, "Hey, Siri, when did Suzanne Summers die?" I think my phone's going to do it.
"Suzanne Summers died October 15th, 2023 at age 76.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I didn't mean to do that. I forgot that I have all Apple products, okay? Shout out to Apple. Shout out to Steve Jobs. But that's exactly what happened. And then she goes, "Oh, okay." And then that's the end of it. Everybody goes, and then she goes, "She died on blah, 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 blah." And everybody goes, "Oh, okay, cool. Yeah." And she just sits there. She doesn't work out. And she leaves the machine in the little contraption in the middle of her legs. And she doesn't move them at all. And then she just talks. And they have screens and with movies. She goes, "Is that Fast and the Furious?" She goes, "What number is that?" Anyways, now I'm just shitting on the lady. Okay. All right. Maybe I'm a mean person. I want to talk about the future. The last thing I want to talk about. Have you guys heard of these Apple... I forgot the name. Have you guys heard of these Apple Vision Pros? Let's hear about it. The future is here. This is their commercial on the Apple site.
"Hi, I'm Alessandra, and I'm here to tell you about Apple Vision Pro. The best way to truly experience Vision Pro is to try it yourself."
Apple Vision Pro just looks like snow goggles, by the way. But it's supposed to give you more interactive, in-depth experience of using your cell phone and your phone and your all the Apple products.
"Self in an Apple store. But today, you'll see it through the eyes of someone who's never tried it before. Like Will. Let's get started."
"I'm excited."
"Go ahead and put on Vision Pro. When you put on Apple Vision Pro, what you see is your space and everything in it."
Oh, wow.
You know what else you see without it? Everything. If you're not blind, you see everything, right? Why do you need glasses to see the world? Like in this video, the guy puts on the glasses and he goes, "Wow, everything looks so vivid." But everything looked vivid without it, right? Anyways.
"Okay, I'm seeing
you. Can you
everything.
See me?
I can see you.
Hi.
Hey."
She said, "Can you see me?" Imagine he's like, I can't see you. I don't know where you are. I can't see you. I don't know where you are. All I see is my childhood. What happened, mama? What happened? I can't see you."
"So you can see me. What's also amazing is I can see you. I can see your eyes and your expressions."
She doesn't have the Apple Vision Pros on. She goes, "What's amazing is I can see you because God invented eyes, okay? Steve Jobs or whoever made this, I know Steve Jobs is gone, okay? But he didn't invent this. Or maybe he had it in his future plans. But guess who invented the best thing in the world? God. And he invented eyes.
Eyes?
Yeah. Now, let's explore how to navigate Apple Vision Pro. So this is the home view of Vision.
So the guy now looks like a crazy person because he's moving every little app with his hands. But if you were to see this, like if you were to see somebody in the park doing this, you're like, oh, he's not well. I need to help him. He's not well.
Bro, the home view is where you access all your apps and experiences. Anytime you want to get back there, just simply reach up with your right hand and press the digital grid.
This one?
Exactly. You navigate using your eyes, hands, and voice. You simply look at something and tap your fingers together to select.
I mean, it's like a cool concept, but really, do we need it? And then the string hangs so low, and I think you have to have it plugged in. And it's just so big. Why do you need it? What is it for? I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm like seeing the photo right now. It's like right there. It's just this huge thing right here in front of us.
Let's start by selecting one photo. You'll notice that the room dims around the picture.
Oh, yeah.
To make the photo bigger, simply...
Okay, it makes the photo bigger, but guess what? You could make the photo bigger if you go to the place. Were you at the place? Because that's when the photo was really big. Were you at... It's a girl. I think she's on the beach. I don't remember. I think she's on the beach. Guess when the photo was big? When the girl and him were on the beach.
The corner and pinch and drag.
Wow, this is amazing.
To zoom is what you'd expect. Look where you want to zoom, pinch your fingers together, and pull both hands apart.
What?
And you don't have to have your hands up in the air, they can rest comfortably down in your lap.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's zoom back out. Okay, there we go.
Look,
that's
so
crazy.
I need to see you and zoom out.
So how do I move it around?
It's easy. Just look at the...
Okay, this is... First of all, this is a 9-minute video. So if you want to see the rest of the video, go to or type in a guided tour of Apple Vision Pro. And I just want to say, like, once again, I think the cost is... How much is the cost? Oh, the cost is like $4,000. And... This is another thing that says, okay, you're poor. You want to see, you. First of all, some people can't even afford glasses. So this thing is saying, you can't afford little $100 glasses, but how about buying this? How about buying this $4,000 thing? Oh, I can't afford it? Oh, okay. What about brain cancer? Did they think about that? What happened to the Google glasses? Did they not make it? I don't remember what happened with that. And it's just weird because everything with Apple is like, you're poor. You get the iPhone 12 and they put the 13 out. You get the 13 and they go, oh, this is the best phone. And they go, no, but the 14 is the best phone. Then you get the 14. It's like, oh, actually, we're going to skip to the Apple 25Z Plus. And it's like, you'll never be okay. And then also, it's not inclusive. What about, aren't we in the age of inclusivity? What about the blind people? You're making another thing that the blind people can't use? Did they ever think about that? Do they have an Apple Vision Pro in Braille? And is it discounted? Like, this is crazy. You can't just make stuff. I don't know. You can make whatever you want, but it's just like, just rich people just want to just do more stuff. But anyways, that's my rant for the day. This is the first episode. It's a little shaky. This coffee's got me going. I need to buy a Stanley cup, and that's it. And catch me next week. And we're going to be all right, but the future sounds a little scary because we're just doing stuff that doesn't make sense. But anyways, I'll see you on the other side. This episode of Smile with Shay is sponsored by the people that say Happy New Year, even though it's April 12th. Here's to you.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah. We made it through. We made it through our first video episode. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Please share this with your friends. Share the clips. I'm going to be putting clips out. We're going to have clips. And just keep supporting, because this means a lot to me. I know it took a lot of time to get to episode 30, but we will continue on the road to 100. This week's quote of the week is from none other than Dory. And it says, when life gets you down, do you want to know what you've got to do? Just keep swimming. And it's true. Sometimes life is just so insane. Life gets you up and it gets you down. You have to just keep going. Just keep trying. As long as you keep trying, you're never going to lose. You're never going to lose as long as you keep on trying. But once again, follow me at Shay_Sheppy on everything, on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter or X or whatever. I'll probably join something else by next week. But just keep supporting. And I want to thank everybody for listening. And oh my God, we did it. We finally did a video episode. Thank you. If you like King wow. Of Colossus, I hit the wrong thing. I hit the wrong thing. Hold on. I got my sounds all messed up, y'all. Let's see. Later. Thank you. Keep smiling. Keep being happy. Oh my God, I bombed that. Thank you again for smiling with Shay. Later.
Ooh, hey, hey. Oh, while we're living in, let me tell ya. Man, it's a world that man can eat at all. When things are big, that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm getting